Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A lovely afternoon to you and a warm welcome back to the second and final hour of Friday's edition of Spectrum. Told you this hour we are feeling the Christmas fever because it's so close, I must say. And the great news is that there is young people in our societies that continue to ensure that charitable works, are still undertaken. And I don't want to say it's a rare thing for young people, but I'm glad that younger people are catching on as well into the good works in our communities. And so this afternoon, I am not flying solo, but I am with Letlo Honolo Mohase. Letlo, good afternoon and welcome to your radio pulpit.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Welcome in. And Letlo Honolo is from Aritswaraneng organization. Now, Letlo, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right. Still learning your Sotho's, your Tswanas. I'm so bad that I can't even tell them apart as yet.
It's okay.
Oh, man. Now, let's start here, Letlo Honolo. Before we talk about the Christmas initiative that you guys are doing as an organization, who exactly is Aritswaraneng? Because I believe you're more than just the Christmas initiative. Just tell us exactly who you guys are and what your objective is in your community.
Okay, thank you. So Aritswaraneng is a group-based humanitarian organization that is led by students and youth. It is not only based in Gauteng. So Gauteng is the headquarters of the organization. Oh, not to forget, I am the founder.
Wow, what?
I'm the founder of Aritswaraneng. It's in Gauteng, Mamelodi. We also have other branches in different provinces. We have a branch in Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth. We have another branch in Northwest, Potchefstroom and Mahikeng. We have another branch in Durban, KZN, Free State, Bloemfontein, and lastly, Western Cape, Cape Town. So all these branches are led by students, right? We are not all about the Christmas lunch. Yes, Christmas lunch is an annual event that happens only in Gauteng. But throughout the year, there are other humanitarian community-based initiatives that we do, like cooking for homeless people, going to give them food, evangelism as well. And yeah, that's just what we do throughout the entire year.
I love what you just did there. You do humanitarian work, but one thing you will not live out is evangelism. Listen, go ye therefore to all nations.
Yeah.
I love that. You sound really young. How old are you?
Wow, I'm 20.
What? So yeah, I'm good 20. At judging voices, and the Lord is using you immensely in all these provinces.
Yeah.
Sure, this is really interesting. Okay. Now tell me, Letlo Honolo, why? Why did you decide that it was really important for you to do charitable work? Why is it so close to your heart?
Growing in the Lord, so the organization I founded it in, it was established in 2019, right? I was 14, 13, if I'm not mistaken. Growing in the Lord and understanding my purpose, I didn't realize that my purpose is set in giving. So I'm serving God by giving, right? Mm-hmm. Besides that, the other part of it that made me to want to do this, it's obviously where I come from, the background. I grew up in a household that was full of a lot of people, a lot of my aunts, my uncles, you name them, who were not only in a four-room household with just two bedrooms. Some of us were sleeping in the dining room. And poverty was at it. There were times where, especially the reason why I went for the Christmas lunch, I made sure that it's always on the year plan. On the Christmas lunch, it was just bad for us. You know, we always lived with this thing of people coming to give us food on that specific day. They, like, literally there was nothing. So I think besides the fact that it's in the blood, it's in the heart, it's the purpose, but a part of it also, as I know how hunger feels, and I don't think I would love to see other people, especially specifically on that day. It's meant for being with family and having nice meals, you know. And I know that there are families who actually can't afford, like mine too. Not that we still can even now, but yeah, we're pushing there and there. So it's just in the heart.
You know what really moves me the most? It's the fact that there is a sense of, I know what it means, you know, to struggle to have ends meet to a certain degree. I was sharing with somebody earlier on to say, whenever I've had to downgrade in this life, I recall a time in my life where, look, we were almost down and out as a family when I was younger. And I'm like, there's absolutely nothing that I don't know. And so I have no fear of going 10 steps back because I know there's always a comeback. And I'm glad that as young as you are, you understand as well to say, I know what it is to have a lot of people, you know, not have much. But you know what? We had each other, and so we need to give these families the same thing. Now, let's talk about the Christmas lunch that Aritswa Running is doing. When exactly is it? When is it happening?
It's on the 23rd of December.
Where? In Mamelodi?
Yeah, Mamelodi East, 14, extension 14, yeah.
So what is the plan exactly, and who is it for? Is this for children? Is this for families? Is this for elderly?
Okay, you know, here's the thing, man. One thing I've realized about being in this organization, giving back, you can never know who's actually hungry and who's not. Our target when we started this thing was we're going to go for the homeless people. And when I say homeless people, we're just going to go mostly for our brothers who are smoking, nyaobe, and like we're just literally going to go for those ones specifically. But getting to grow in this, we've gotten to realize that there were more people who were actually still looking good, but, you know, hunger was at it. So on this one, it's open for everyone. We do have families in Mamelodi that we've been working with, we've been helping. Yes, we definitely going to invite them, but it's just open for everyone, even the kids as well, because we also want to give kids stationery, you know, in preparation for next year, pandemic year. So it's honestly open for everyone. Whoever feels hungry, they can get in, we'll dish up for them, and they'll have an amazing day.
Wow. Now, let's talk about who's carrying you. Okay, I know the Lord, the Holy Spirit is with you in this journey. But do you have any backers, any funders behind you? Or is this literally like a joint work with the community? How are you achieving all of this?
Let me tell you. I remember when I started, I said that this is a youth student, you know, led organization. So what we do is we contribute from our pockets. As, like a student as I am, we contribute from our pockets.
Sure.
Sometimes we do get funding from individuals, you know, and people who can assist and all that. But majority of it, let me say 70% of all the funds, they come from our pockets. They come from our, you know, individual contributions in the organization.
Sure, this is really hectic, I must say. It's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility as well that you guys have taken up. But what can we do as a community to join forces with you? Is there an immediate need right now, especially for the Christmas lunch? How can we assist for anybody listening right now? Could be a company, could be a person. What form of assistance are you guys needing right now?
Okay, so right now, the main important thing is getting the food, you know, gathering the food, the grocery, making sure that it's enough, because we are targeting to feed 250 people, you know. So the most important thing that people they can assist is to donate non-perishable food items, you know, about 5 kg, maize meal, rice, whatever, any non-perishable food item, and also stationery, any sort of stationery, and also clothes. That's how they can actually donate. We accept any form of donations.
All right. And if one is then willing to give to the organization, who do we reach out to? Numbers, email addresses, websites, and any social media platforms?
Yes. So they're going to reach out to me, and I'm just going to also mention Ginebe, who is the provincial president of Gauteng. So with me, my number is... Can I?
Yes, go ahead, Maswini.
Okay, so my number is 064-795-2539, and Ginele's number is 079-339-4298. And on social media, it's Arutwana, because there are a lot of Arutwana names because of branches.
Oh.
So specifically for the housing, it's Arutwana name GP.
Oh, and then we can follow the other ones as well, I'm sure, just to support you as well.
Definitely, yes.
All right. Absolutely beautiful. Anything else that I'm leaving out?
No, I think for more any other information, they can just contact me or you need it.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Lihlo Nolo. Thank you for your time. And thank you for being a beacon of hope in our societies. Young as you are, the Lord sees you and he will indeed enlarge your territory.
Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate that.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.